What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
It's National Pet Day. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand, Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell. We're all here. That is Brian coming up with the music bump there that appropriately kicks into our next segment. Say hello to Susanna Homan. Susanna is the CEO of Paws Chicago. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm happy it's National Pet Day.
So, yeah, I would imagine things are busy at Paws, right?
You know, they're busy all the time, but we happen to be having a big spring event that started on Friday and goes through this Saturday. It's our Adopt-a-thon, so it is a little bit busier than usual.
And what does that mean? Like, when you have the spring Adopt-a-thon, this gives people an opportunity, obviously, to come in Paws, which, you know, people are welcome to come in and visit on any given day that you're open, but there's a little more incentive, right?
Well, yeah, we add extra appointments. We stay open later so that we have greater hours for people to come in, and we have a bigger inventory of pets than usual because we are making room. It's spring litter season, and that means the weather warms up, and there is a lot of mating that happens during that time, and so there's this kind of explosion of kittens and puppies that happens every spring. And so for us, this is the time to alert everybody that, you know, we need you to come in, and if you're thinking about adopting, this is the best time. Come to our Adopt-a-thon.
Do you have the numbers? I know they're on the wall at Paws, but what one unspayed or unneutered cat can produce in their lifetime, how many offspring?
Right. It's exponential. And basically, yes, one unspayed cat, if it has a litter every 2 months, and those have litters every 2 months, which they can, would be 400,000 stray pets. So that's why spay and neuter is so important. And that's why that's such a big focus for everything we do. So as you can imagine, if there's a lot of strays mating right now, it just means that there are tons and tons of kittens and puppies, too, but to a lesser extent.
And is that the biggest issue, the biggest pet issue in Chicago is homeless pets, unneutered animals that aren't spayed?
I mean, that's one of the biggest issues for sure. And, you know, we hear from the municipal shelters like Animal Care and Control that they're really full. And what that means is during the pandemic, there were a lot of people who, if they lost their jobs or had health issues and they had to give up their pets, there's nowhere to place them right now because the inventory is so high. So we pull as many animals as we can from Animal Care and Control. And that is, we're their largest transfer partner. So we pull more pets than anybody else. But the need is great and it's always great. So it's important for us to remind the public, come in and help. You know, we work so hard to problem solve, but we still need the public to come in and support homeless pets.
This is Susanna Homan. She's the CEO of Paws Chicago, the largest no-kill animal shelter in the city. And talk about shelter stress and how sometimes when you go into Paws and you might see a dog that appears to be a little shy, you adopt that dog and you get home and the dog is like, wow, and all excited. They are stressed, even though it's a very kind, warm, and welcoming shelter. They still know that they're not in a forever home. So can you talk about the difference in what you see and what you might bring home?
For sure. We call that a phenomenon blossoming. When you see an animal in a shelter and then you bring it into a home, it usually takes a few days to decompress. And then once the dog figures out, or cat, you know, this is home, then you see the real personality emerge and you see the love and the affection and all the pet idiosyncrasies that we love so much. But it is stressful for them because we have different volunteers every day who are walking and cleaning and feeding. And it's a lot for them to process. They see other pets here. So it is different than being in a home. And they are always, you know, as beautiful as Paws is, and as much as we try to make sure that the animals feel completely loved every minute that they're here, there is nothing for them like being in an actual home.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we all feel. And so when you go into Paws, you meet with an adoption counselor, and that is important, isn't it? Because you might go in there thinking, I want this dog. That dog connected with me. It made eyes with me, when it might be not be the dog that fits your lifestyle.
Well, it's a lot like dating, and you may like somebody's appearance, but then their personality is not a match. And so it's similar with a pet. You know, you can come in with a preconceived notion about what kind of pet you think you're going to want. But then when you sit down, and so a good example would be people who come in and think they want a puppy. Well, puppies have massive bursts of energy, and you know, they're not trained, you have to train them. So sometimes people bring home a puppy and they think, wow, this is more than I bargained for. The great thing here is that we have pets of all ages. So some of the pets we have are already house trained, they already know some commands. And so for someone who maybe doesn't want to commit to you know, that kind of that much walking and that much training, we have other pets. So yes, people come in all the time, and we try to tease out of them, what are you really looking for, so that we can match them with the right pet.
And a quick answer, I know it's not a quick answer, but we just got a text said, I'm feeding a stray mama cat. She's pregnant. Should I try and trap her now or wait until she has the kittens? Boy, that's a tough one. What do you do in a situation like that?
That's a good question, and I would say to email Paws, and I will I'll get you an email address for our team that does that trap, neuter, return, so that we can give you some expert advice on that. But with a pregnant cat, you know, my assumption would be that it is better to help her now before she gets birth.
Yeah, I know. It's so tough. I have so many friends who have dealt with that over the winter because the homeless cat population is immense. And when it gets cold, they're literally screaming at your window. They just want some food and some warmth. So that person already texted back and said thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, we have about 400 registered colony caretakers through PAWS who we assist with questions like this. So so happy to help.
Awesome. You're a great resource for the community. And so what are the details? The Adopt-a-thon goes on again until when?
It goes on until Saturday, and go to pawschicago.org if you're interested in adopting. And there you'll see some of our inventory, not all of it, because we have hundreds of pets at any given time. And some of them get adopted so quickly that, you know, it's like the site is updated and they're already gone within hours, which we love. That's great. And then you can fill out our compatibility quiz, and that will help us match you with the right pet.
And if you don't want to adopt a pet on National Pet Day or tomorrow or the next day, they're always looking for volunteers or foster families. So you'll find out all the info at pawschicago.org. Thanks for joining us, Susanna.
Thank you, Lisa. Good talking to you.
Time to get an update on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.